The one thing I guess that I did versus many other realtors is...
So the big question is, what are top agents doing to absolutely crush it in real estate? To get the answers, we interview the top real estate agents to learn their secrets to success. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below.
My name is Andrew Dunn.
And my name is Peter Michael. Welcome to Elite Agent Secrets.
So all of this kind of ties into your second topic. Speaking of books, your second topic is about educating yourself. So this is something I think all of us on the show are probably pretty big on, considering we've been coach, we coach. I love reading books. I love educating myself in every way I can. But unpack for us why your second secret to success is educating yourself.
Yeah. So let's go back to the scene we set up. You're at an open house and somebody walks in, their kid's hanging on them. And, you know, you're trying to think, how can I give these people value? If you don't know what you're talking about, then that conversation is going to stall at 10 seconds in. So a huge piece of my early years, and I mean, still, of course, now, but a huge piece of the early years was I dove into my states or two states contracts. I mean, I don't know what states you guys are. I mean, our state, our contract's like 14 pages, the agreement of sale. That's the whole job, is 14 pages. And I would bet you maybe, you know, 9 out of 10 realtors have never read it. They know the highlights, but they've never read it. 14 pages. Come on. That's not hard homework. So, you know, reading the agreement of sale early on, understanding it, I took some coffees with some real estate attorneys to talk about the ins and outs. I mean, you have to get curious and learn all of that, and then learn about different scenarios and the addendums, and then learn about the market. There's no reason that every realtor shouldn't have an auto email every morning of their market, just hitting them with the hot sheet. And so you know what's going on. You don't have to do anything about it. Just look at it. It's just going to seep into your subconsciousness. So just being in it, being curious, educating yourself on the contract, how real estate works, educating yourself on the market. So now when you have that conversation with somebody, within, I'd say, 30 seconds, they know that you know what you're talking about and you have their trust. It's not hard. You know, you start a conversation with somebody. Oh, so how long have you been looking? X, Y, Z. Great. You know, do you hear about this house down the street, et cetera? And then, have you bought a home before? No, we actually haven't bought a home. Okay, so are you guys pre-approved? But also, are you familiar with the process here? And I think almost every open house, I always flip a page over and I write down the entire process for somebody right there. And I've gotten a lot of clients just from doing that, just from writing the whole process. Well, first, we got to talk about mortgage. We have to talk about inspections. Here's how it works. There's a 10-day period. But in that 10-day period, you have three different options and all that. I mean, just having these conversations, they don't stall. I could talk for an hour on how real estate works with somebody. So we have to all understand that if you're not a realtor, that we know more than them, period. I don't care if somebody's bought 10 homes. If they're not in real estate, they don't know as much as us. And we need to educate them. And you need to be educated yourself. So that's an important topic for me. And I love the nuts and bolts of it. Again, we only have 14 pages or whatever state you're in to know what.
I have six. Yeah. Maybe I think now it crept on to 7, and like half of it's just like blank space. It's incredible.
Right.
I mean, so shit, the lease contracts are longer than the residentials, right?
Yeah.
The lease contracts, contract to lease, are longer than the residential buy contract. Crazy.
Yeah. So if you can inform people about the market, about the contracts, about how real estate works, you're going to have a great conversation and they're going to know that you know what you're talking about. There's no reason we should be unprepared. And if you're back to the open house example, you should know all the sales in that neighborhood. And you should know how that township works. And if there's a use in occupancy or a certificate of occupancy when you resell, you can explain that to somebody. Hey, you know, I know a lot of people are waiving inspections, but the seller still has to do X, Y, and Z when they sell. I guarantee you that buyer didn't know that. So so again, just know your stuff and the conversation won't stall and you can gain people's trust very quickly. And it's not a gimmick. You've given them value because you're teaching them things that most buyers don't know.
When it comes to the educational side, like I know for you, it's like it's 14 pages, do the fucking work. And it also comes back to your start, which was write down my dreams, go to a new state, fuck everyone else. We're doing this. Like, let's fucking go. So just from listening to you, and I'm sure our audience can pick up at this, it's like you've got a winning mentality. So when the fact that you're doing over 70 deals a year, you know, top 1%, all that stuff is not surprising, because a big proponent of success in real estate is like doing it, just like getting shit done and just like consistent work. And then, like you said, education yourself, which is your second topic. Now, when it comes to sources of education with regards like real estate, tactics, strategies, skills, you know, is there certain sources you've used, whether they be free or paid, whether you've had coaching, whether there's certain books you've read that you think would be valuable for our audience that it's like, this was amazing and this really fucking helped me?
I don't know what might work for other people. For me, I just joined one of the top offices in my area, and it's, we've had the best team manager at the office, who just is a brilliant real estate mind. And I picked his brain daily for years. And that was my education. I just had a great mentor. And, you know, he, like I said, he's just brilliant in this business, and he's seen all these scenarios, and he, the way he thinks about a deal is from a very principled approach, not a positional approach. He knows how to try to get people to closing. He knows how to speak to a client and educate them. And I learned all of that from him. His name's Jeff. That's who I'll give the credit to. But I think you just have to latch on to some, you have to surround yourself with people that know more than you do. And you have to be curious and want to learn. And if you don't have that, you're not going to succeed in the business. I appreciate the kind words, but honestly, I mean, I'm not special. I'm not any better than anybody else. We are all equal. The one thing I guess that I did versus many other realtors is I was there and I cared. And I think other realtors don't show up, or they won't answer their phone. I mean, it's really that simple. I had a mentor once tell me, it's not that I'm so good, it's that they're so bad. And that's really, I mean, that is the key, because how many realtors are there in the country? I think there's more realtors than houses right now for sale. So everybody's a realtor. So it's not that we're so good and everything. It's just that the rest of them don't answer their phone, don't read the contract, don't set up the hot sheet. And when they get into these conversations, they can't really give people value. So not to disparage, you know, other realtors, but I'm trying to say it's not hard. It's not hard.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in here and let you know, if you would like access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below. Now back to the show.
Okay, I'm going to dive into this. Give me a second.
Hold on, Brad. Before you dive in, I'll let you speak. But I know when I got licensed, the very first thing I did is harass Brad, who does over 1,250 transactions, to tell me what the fuck to do next. And he literally went down the list, so I can relate with you harassing Jeff on a daily basis, because that's exactly what I do with Brad. And honestly, this is why I've been able to excel so quickly and close as quickly on all of those deals, is because you're walking a path that somebody has already set for you, so you don't have to figure it out. You don't have to know the next step, because he does.
And I just want to jump in on that one point. People think that this is so entrepreneurial that they have to reinvent the wheel and come up with their own way to do real estate. You don't. There's a system here. That's why actually real estate is, I believe, the best career in the world, because you have an entrepreneurial spirit. You can build your own brand and your own business, but there's a path. There's an office. There's a structure to it. It's just, it's an amazing hybrid of entrepreneurial and other structure. And so, yeah, I totally agree with you. Is if there's people doing it already, go talk to them and figure out what they're doing. It's not hard.
Well, I think that's it in the real estate. It's R&D, right? You rip off and duplicate is a big thing that, you know, I was coached by Tom Ferry and his organization. That's what they use all the time. It's like R&D. It's like, no, it stands for rip off and duplicate in this situation. But, you know, to give yourself, you know, credit, Andrew, and I'm going to be honest, is that like, I'd appreciate being humble and stuff like that. But like, you do fucking kick ass and you are better. Now, you're not, I'm not saying like you're a better human being, and I believe all human lives are worth the same amount. So I don't need anybody to fucking troll me and say, Brad, no, everybody's life is worth the exact same amount, whatever that is. But a lot of people suck. Like, and that's the thing. And it does. So like, be proud of where you're at. You're in the top 1%. And I think that when we interview some agents on here, a lot of them have the same mentality. It's like, anybody can do it. Fuck that. I coach a ton of agents. Nobody can do it. Remember, 99% of people can't. So like, if you're in the top 1%, that means that 99% of people can't do what you can do. And that's a huge compliment. So you know what, man? Own that shit. That's fucking amazing and good on you.
I appreciate it. I would tweak one word. It's not that 99% of people can't do it. It's that they didn't. I really feel like this can be done. Clearly, you have to be an extrovert. I mean, there's personality traits that you have to have, and it's not a good fit for everybody. But if you have those traits, you just have to do the work. And some people want to do shortcuts, and it just doesn't. You can't do a shortcut in this business. You have to, because when you get into that conversation, if you're so lucky to have an available client that you can build a relationship with, you have to know what you're talking about. And that was the other topic, educate yourself. You have to know what you're talking about. And you can build that relationship in 10 minutes. If you had done the work leading up to it, watching the market every morning, reading the contracts, it's not hard.
So in the preparation, my very first gig when I was a little kid was actually, I went work free for spraying cars that are damaged, repaired, right? I always remember because he said the same shit and I'm like, God, it goes through all of life. And he was like, the hard bit in spraying cars, making a good job is the preparation. He's like, actually spraying the car the correct color is the really easy bit. It takes 5 minutes, you're done. But making it not look like shit is all in the preparation. So you spend 3 days prepping the car. You spend 10 minutes spraying the color on it. Yeah. It's like it's the prep. It's not the spraying. And then,
you know, you just made me think. I just had an epiphany. Most realtors are figuring out how to meet people and get clients, whether it be dialing or door knocking or sending mail. I'm just realizing that's the focus for all realtors is how to get clients. They forgot about the part that what happens when you get in front of them. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. So
it's a multi-stage and multi-step process, because when we speak with new agents, it's like just get leads. Like we buy a lot of online leads, and it's like the good thing is you can have a lot of failed attempts. And that's kind of okay. Like you go and you got to learn by doing it. And it's like it's a learned process. But having a mentor, having someone who you can just ask questions, who can help you skip some of the roadblocks, is just, it's so pivotal to basically success early on. Like, you know, if you're committed to this, you'll get there eventually. Like for sure. Like some people might take 5 years and then they just blast off, and some people takes a year, and that's all well and good. I think it's just a personality thing. One thing that, after interviewing hundreds and hundreds of agents, dealing with thousands on these coaching calls and stuff, it's like the ones that win just put in the work. Like that is kind of the overarching thing. It's like if you just consistently put in the work, you get there, and it's the ones that don't.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you would like one-on-one access to over 26 of the top agents in the country to help you scale your business, then head over to eliteagentsecrets.com/partner, or you can just click the link in the description below.